Chapter 1. What road will you take? Jesus has a message for every one of his followers, a message that is clear and life-changing. He expressed it in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Jesus wants us to be salt and light. Salt makes things better and light makes things brighter. We are called to make a positive difference in the lives of others. Jesus modeled this every day of his life on earth by being an example of a leader living on the high road. What do I mean by the high road? There are only three paths that we can walk in life. The low road. People on this road selfishly take more than they give, and as a result, instead of making the world better and brighter, they make the world worse and darker. The middle road. People on this road focus on fairness and often keep score. They may not be aware of it, but they maintain the status quo and nothing gets better or brighter. And then there's the high road. People on this road follow Jesus' example. They give more than they take. They serve others out of love. They turn the other cheek instead of taking offense. Their lives reflect the behavior of Jesus. And because they do these things, they make the world better and brighter. Many Christians believe that they can take the middle road and be like Jesus. But that isn't true. Follow the life of Jesus in the Gospels and it becomes clear that he has shown us the path that we are to walk, the high road. In fact, Jesus expressed his opinion about Christians who follow the middle road. He spoke about them to the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "I know you inside and out, and I find little to my liking. You're not cold, you're not hot. Far better to be either cold or hot. You're stale, you're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. You brag I'm rich, I've got it made, I need nothing from anyone, oblivious that in fact you're a pitiful blind beggar, threadbare, and homeless." Jesus wants everyone to follow him wholeheartedly on the high road. So the question is, high or low? Several years ago, it was popular for Christians to wear bracelets that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? Those letters were meant to be a daily reminder to think about what Jesus would do in any situation they faced. While that may have been a good question, Chris and I want to encourage you to DWJD. Do what Jesus did. Take the same high road that Jesus did. Look at Jesus' example and follow it. Jesus valued all people. Do I value all people? Jesus gave more than he received. Do I give more than I receive? Jesus didn't keep score. Do I stop myself from keeping score? Jesus acknowledged his humanness. Do I acknowledge my humanness? Jesus did the right things for the right reasons. Do I do the right things for the right reasons? Jesus lived an authentic life. Do I live an authentic life? Jesus placed others first. Do I place others first? And Jesus brought people together. Do I bring people together? Jesus embraced God's values and lived them out perfectly. Contrast the life and leadership of Jesus with the people who are leading today. Our world is experiencing a value deficit.